News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, a school in Selbridge closed today after a number of fire safety and building compliance issues were found, and they were found to require urgent attention. Parents of nearly 400 pupils at St. Patrick's Primary School in Hazel Hatch were informed by the Board of Management yesterday that the school would be closed. Michelle McDonough, whose two children attend the school, joins me this morning. Michelle, the sense that I get is that this was a sudden discovery of problems that have been there for months, if not years. Is that right?
That's certainly how the parents feel, Anton, and thank you very much for having me on and giving us the opportunity to highlight the seriousness of this issue. The building that the school is in was constructed in 2008, originally envisaged for a five-year term as part of a plan to build a new school campus in Selbridge, but it's now been in place for 18 years. So I'm not sure we can say it was unforeseen when the department should have seen and planned for this strategically for many, many years. And I think it's important to say while the school is in such a serious state of disrepair, that we do have an excellent teachers in the school and a very strong and positive school community. But unfortunately, the physical building is what's letting us down. And really, this first came to light in any serious degree to the, from the parents' perspective on the 30th of June 2025, when the Board of Management issued a communication to the parents, to the whole school, after the kids had finished for the summer. And in that communication, they gave us a light touch insight into what was going on and highlighted things like light fitting issues, exit signage issues, and operation of some fire doors. What we've later discovered, and only on the 25th of February this year, is that actually what they were referring to there was the result of an external structural inspection that was done in March, on the 28th of March 2025, that highlighted incredibly serious concerns with the school. And at that time, the report, which we've only gotten our hands on as parents on the 25th of February, was that the school was not fit for purpose to operate without considerable risk to the occupants, that it was unsafe, and that it posed a serious immediate threat to the well-being, health and safety of the occupants and users. So that knowledge has been with the school and with the Board of Education since March of 2025. And here we are a year later, and we've, as parents, been sending our children into that school every single day the school has been open since then.
And can I just check, Michelle, whatever about the department being privy to that information since March of 2025, I assume the deficits outlined in that report pre-existed March of 2025. So if the school is unfit for your children now, it has therefore been unfit for your children for several months, if not years.
Absolutely. And I think it's been a deteriorating situation to the point that this report was commissioned by the principal, who was probably becoming increasingly frustrated and concerned and was trying to escalate the matter. And after that report was issued, there were attempts by the school to issue requests for emergency funding and for emergency works to happen. And those requests haven't been processed. You know, they've been sent back to the school, and apparently it sounds to me, as a parent again, I'm only hearing things through various sources, but it seems to be a whole load of red tape and bureaucracy that's stopping things being done. And the main concern right now is, yes, of course, work has been done, but what really escalated this issue is over the course of Christmas just gone, one of the ceilings or the roofs in one of the classrooms collapsed. And we were just so very lucky that we were on Christmas break when this happened. So can you imagine if the outcry of that and the risk and potential death or injury to our children if that happened when they were in school? So that has what's really escalated this. And the minister came, Minister Naughton, came to visit the school on the 15th of January or on the 14th of January. Parents were advised about that visit the day after. So we had no knowledge of it in advance. And that's really when things started to become more and more aware from the parents' perspective, because the principal issued a communication after that visit to make us aware of the fact that those things I've talked about, the five-year lifespan, the 18 years old, and the request was that the current modular building needs to be replaced. And really, this escalated further again on the 31st of January when the Liffey Champion, our local paper, broke the story. And that story and that headline still stands. Patch repairs are no longer enough. And the concern is that the efforts of the department seem to be moving down the track of trying to do patch repairs on the building where it's just catastrophic is actually the report from March says catastrophic failure of the ground floor okay. plate.
Michelle, thank
That's
you, Michelle McDonough.
Words.
Thank you, Michelle. Michelle McDonough, two children there attending St. Patrick's National School in Selbridge, the school in question. I should say that we asked the Department of Education for a statement. They provided a lengthy one. In essence, it says the Department of Education received a number of emergency works applications from the school, including in June and November of 2025. The department sought additional information from the school, but revised applications for emergency funding works were not yet received. And it goes on along that vein for about 400 or 500 words and finishes with works will continue in the days and weeks ahead, including the midterm and Easter break. And the department is satisfied that the methodology provided to the school addresses all the issues which have been raised. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.